So, Dr. Birdsong, one of the things that you shared with us is that, you know, there were some very specific advantages that you saw to coming to the Augusta area, as well as to, you know, in general, as well as to GRU in particular. What were some of the things that drew you again to the Augusta area? And related to that, how do you see diversity playing out here?
Well, I see Augusta as an area that has a lot of history. And I think from what I can see, Augusta is learning from that history, not being bound by it, but actually using it as a way to build build a greater community and build a greater city. What's interesting is that this year, 2015, is the 45th anniversary of the Augusta Race Riot of 1970, which many know of as being sparked by the killing of a black mentally handicapped teenage prisoner. That was a pretty racially charged episode in Augusta history. But what it looks like Augusta has done, particularly over the past 10 years, is they've kind of come together and have moved forward past some of these episodes, and have actually done what they needed to do to make a community that has national prominence and makes it a draw for people to come here, such as myself, that was looking for an area that had potential and had had really genuine feelings of being a better place and making the world a better place as well.
And that is something that is so important to hear, especially in light of the fact that we have had some issues, some ongoing issues with regards to the way local politics plays out. And there has been so much talk about the, I guess you could say, the racial charge that exists there. Some people say basically the divide is more about class than it is race. But then I hear some people, after they've been there for a while, they say, well, you know what? Race is involved. Race is a part of the problem mix here. Are you seeing improvements there as well? Or does it seem like there are other steps? Because, of course, I know no city is perfect any more than any individual is perfect. So there's always going to be work to be done. But do you see any progress being made in those areas?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I think that, I think that we would all like to think that this country doesn't have race issues anymore. Unfortunately, we still live in a country where our privilege is associated with our gender and our race, and in many cases, our sexual orientation. That being said, we as communities had to make sure that that the opportunities are there. Now, it may take a long time for the privilege to change, but what we have to ensure as a city is that those opportunities are given to everyone to pursue. And the fact that I was actually recruited here from Richmond, Virginia, lets me know that that GRU is partnering with the Augusta City, because part of recruiting me here was to recruit me to Augusta, obviously.
Right.
And so their pursuit of me and they pursued me quite honestly because of my expertise. The fact that I was an underrepresented minority, GRU looked at as actually a plus. And they treated me with the respect that any professional in higher ed would want to be treated, and I gravitated to that. No one wants to feel like they are filling some sort of diversity mission. They want to be recognized for what they can contribute, and that was what GRU did. And I'm so glad that they did, and I'm glad to be here to actually help GRU take its diversity initiatives to the next level, and in partnering with the city of Augusta to do the same.
You know, that's such an important point. The fact that they pursued you based on what they believe you could contribute to the mission. And one of the things that makes that so significant in my mind, and I'm sure in the minds of other people, is that so often we hear about organizations that begin to push diversity, at least from a rhetorical standpoint. They give a lot of lip service,
sure,
but we don't always see action to go with the lip service. And I know that at one time, one of the big complaints that a number of black students in particular had at when it was still being called primarily MCG, Medical College of Georgia, was that there weren't enough black students being accepted at MCG. But also, once the black students were accepted, they were not treated as respectfully as white students, as students from the Middle East, etc. And so I'm curious as to where MCG, where GRU is now with regards to students in general, because, of course, these students that I was hearing from were primarily at the medical school, because this was before the medical school merged with Augusta State University. But how is that working now? What kinds of initiatives, what kinds of policies, what kinds of programs are in place to help resolve that issue?
Yeah, that's another great question. So we have a program that we have instituted. It's being run through a partnership with our EEO office and with HR, and it's called the Healthy Respect Program. And the Healthy Respect Program really speaks to the treatment of all the individuals in the GRU community. So the treatment of students, but also the treatment of staff, the treatment of faculty. What this does is it does not restrict respect to a certain group of people, and I think that that's been GRU's stance. You know, everyone contributes to the diversity of GRU, and that everyone should be afforded the same respect for the individual differences that they bring. So that program ultimately reports up through me. It's a program that I'm really excited about, and it's a program that will really give me an opportunity in my role as Chief Diversity Officer to really address some of those issues that you refer to at a very granular level. And when you speak of the minority students, the black students, or the Hispanic students that feel like they're treated differently, there are really instances where a lot of our students may feel that, and it's for a variety of reasons. We don't encourage our faculty to do that, but there's certain things that we have to do in terms of raising everyone's awareness about how things are perceived. Okay. You know, how people are treated and how things that we may do because of our background may influence how we interact with a certain individual. The whole concept of unconscious bias is real, and everyone has unconscious bias. I know we would like to think that we don't have biases, but all of us have biases because all of us have different backgrounds. But we have to make sure that those biases don't impact in an adverse way of how we treat individuals. And so part of this Healthy Respect program is really looks at some of those aspects, and it really makes sure that we are creating an environment where everyone feels respected, everyone feels uplifted, everyone feels empowered to pursue whatever it is they came to GRU to pursue.
I appreciate you for pointing out that Healthy Respect is not just about the students, but it's about them and everyone else, because I can imagine that if the students are beginning to receive more of the respect that they deserve and need in order to thrive and function well in the academic environment, but then they walk into a classroom where some of their professors don't feel that way, don't feel like they're getting respect that they need, they're still not walking into as positive an environment as they need to be in. So, and of course, everyone deserves to have a place that they look forward to going to work to and not dread the experience. So I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. Dr. Birdsong is going to share with us a little bit more about what diversity is really about on a macro level as well as on a smaller micro level, but also as a part of that, because we want you to be as involved as you possibly can be with this push to celebrate diversity. We're also going to be talking about an upcoming diversity summit. Stay with us. We'll be right back.